Vince in, let's try that again. Vince in Tampa, Florida on Catholic.com. You're up next with Carlo. Hey, Vince.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Big fan of the show.
Thank you, okay. Sir.
So my question involves the perpetual virginity of Mary. I am a believing Catholic. I know that it's been infallibly and dogmatically declared.
Yes, sure.
So I believe it's true. But I guess my question is, what difference does that doctrine make for other doctrines of the Church? Because I'm a PhD candidate in philosophy. I study the medievals a lot, and everyone is always trying to connect things to each other and
sure.
Find out what influence they have. So. So I guess maybe another way of phrasing would be what would be different if, say, Mary and Joseph had a conjugal marriage?
Right. Yeah, no, it's a great question. And actually, I would like to reference you, Vince, right off the bat to our colleague and friend here, Tim Staples, his book, Behold Your Mother. And in that book, he gives an excellent treatment of going through the various dogmas and doctrines of our Catholic faith on Mary. And for each dogma and doctrine, Mr. Staples actually gives reasons why these dogmas and doctrines make a difference to our spiritual lives. And then also he makes connections to the Church's teaching on Christ and how these dogmas and doctrines will manifest the glory of the Lord, you might say. You know, one passage that comes to mind, Vince, recall in Mary's Magnificat, she says, "My soul doth magnify the Lord," right? And from there, we get a hint, we get a clue or a principle, you might say, that we could apply to all of the Marian dogmas and doctrines, and that is, in their essence, they are Christocentric. That is, they all point to Jesus Christ. It is what we teach about Mary manifests who Jesus is. So, for example, Mary's the mother of God, in particular, manifesting the divinity of Christ. Now, concerning Mary's perpetual virginity, I think it also points us to who Christ is as divine, because the divinity touched human nature within the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it would seem, I think a plausible answer would be that it seems that it would take away from the dignity of Christ and his divinity if Mary would have had other children after Jesus. It would just seem to take away from who Jesus is as God dwelling in the womb of the Blessed Virgin. I mean, just think about this, Vince, when you make the connections between Mary and, as Mr. Staples does in his book, Behold Your Mother, with the Ark of the Covenant. If you recall, the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament was pure, it was holy, it was this dwelling place of the presence of God. The Shekinah in the Old Testament would dwell upon it when it was put in the holy tent and in Solomon's temple later on in the history of Israel. But that Ark of the Covenant was God's dwelling place, it was holy. And if Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant, then it points to her holiness as well. But her holiness can only be understood in relation to the holiness of Jesus Christ. And so I think there's good reason to believe that if Mary would have had other children after Jesus, it would in some way take away from the holiness of Christ himself. So I don't know what you think about that, something to ponder. Perhaps you can get a hold to Tim's book as well and see what he has to say in there. But any other thoughts or a follow-up?
That sounds great. That's a great way of looking at it, but I hadn't really thought of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. One way to completely shut the conversation down is to say, well, she was a perpetual virgin, and thanks for your call.
Yes, that's right. I mean, you can always refer to the reality of what it is. But I think what Vince is asking here is, you know, what is the theological impact and how does it connect? Because we do believe that all of our dogmas and doctrines, everything the Church teaches, is all interconnected in an integral whole.
It's organic whole.
That's right. Amen. So it's important to reflect upon how the various teachings connect with one another. And, you know, I forgot to say, I learned this from Tim. You know, he always said, "No Mary, N-O, no Jesus, N-O.
Mm-hmm.
No Mary, K-N-O-W, Mm-hmm. Know Jesus, K-N-O-W.
That's so Tim Staples.
Amen to that.
All right, Vince,
and I think this
that.
Is a classic example.
Right on. Vince, thank you for that.